Greetings at Whitsuntide. In the Whitsuntide prayer of the Christian community, we are encouraged to think about the flames, to behold the flames, which are the revelation of the Spirit. And we're encouraged to imagine that these flames stream heavenward. They stream forth from human hearts. That truly is something to ponder on. Dear Christian community, reading from John 14 this week, I would like you to imagine a large room, and in the middle, a round table. There's a white cloth covering the table, and on it stands a tall white candle. Around the table, people are gathered. They're sitting in circles, several circles, one behind the other, fanning outwards. There are some four or six aisles or walkways between the chairs that ray out from the centre of the room. There is silence in that room, a focused inward stillness, an expectation. Everyone is looking at the candle flame. In a way, it is the centre of the world. The light shining there comes from somewhere else and seems to spread out like the rays of the sun. In their mind's eyes, the gathered faithful think of absent friends elsewhere in the world, loved ones, family members far away, people they have known in their lives, even those who are no longer alive in our world. Through the power of the light and the thoughts of everybody, near and far, through the power of the light and the thoughts, everyone, near and far, who is being thought of, is somehow present, linked through human consciousness and love to the candle at the centre of the world. There are many languages in our world, quite a number of them represented in that room. Quietly, one by one, the people speak. Some sing holy words from ancient scriptures. Others recite a poem in their mother tongue. Still others offer a greeting in a tongue that is significant to them. The words seem to be drawn down the aisles. So many languages. Everyone present is touched, because we all understand the language of the heart, the voice of the spirit of our homeland. A warm feeling of deep understanding grows within, a glow that seems to stream between our head and our heart. We experience ourselves not only as individual people sitting there, each with his or her particular destiny and life path, but as a group, a whole, a community. We are a community of human beings who feel something powerful flowing through us and among us and out of us. We feel so much bigger suddenly, as though we could take on the world. We feel a strength and courage in our hearts that tells us we are capable of more than we thought we were, because we are all gathered together. We are a vessel through which the Whitsun flame and breath can move strongly. We have an urge, a duty, to take this spiritual substance out into the world and to share it in whatever ways we find. As we sit there in the circle with the Whitsun flame in our midst, we know that the one whom the Father has sent is there. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he who said, "I have overcome the world," has come over us. The one who said, "This peace with the world can be with you also, because I give it to you," is there. breathing over us this peace be with you. There is nothing warmer, nothing more comforting than his breath, nothing that can give us more courage, for we know he will dwell with us forever. And just on the, as on the mountain at the start of the Act of the Apostles, the Ascended One with his disciples, we also can feel how we are all gathered closely together. We don't quite know how this can be this year, for we are still disassembled. But in all truth, we are gathered around his altar in his name. The power of human thought and heart warmth given us from on high are instruments by which we are in reality assembled for Whitsun. May his courage and his word dwell in our hearts so that we may experience this and go out with joy and boldness to change the world. Yea, so be it.